Where we take off our tefillin, preparing for Shavuos. So we know this week is actually a really, really, really special week. It's compared in the Gemara and Ta'anit Daf Chav Vav 26. So you remember that the Shavuos is like a wedding day. That's when we get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we've had 7 weeks to kind of purify ourselves, just like there's 7 days of purifying yourself, that the woman has to kind of go through this tahara process before she can reunite with her husband. So too, we're kind of purifying ourselves, being mitaher v'mezakech et atzmenu, in order to be mitdabek with the Kadosh Baruch Hu at the wedding. The wedding night is, of course, on the night of Shavuot. So we're yearning for it now 49 days. If you haven't yet started yearning, start yearning. You've got 5 days left to really start really begging in Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should be pure before Him. On the night of Shavuot, we know that the minhag is to stay up all night and learn Taita. Now, where does this come from? So it actually is based on the Zohar, who says that anyone who stays up all night, no, it's like adorning the Kala. Again, the Kala who's getting married to the Chatan, which is the Jewish people, you're giving her adornments by staying up and learning all night. Through the act of mesiris nefesh, of self-sacrifice, of pushing yourself beyond what would normally be expected of you, you're giving yourself the kelim to receive that light. And we know that 400 years ago, the Arizal wrote that we should do this, and anyone who learns Torah all night without even a wink of sleep will be guaranteed to have a year without any nezek, without any physical or spiritual damage. So we should all be blessed to have a week of Kabbalat Torah and to have a night of Kabbalat Torah on Shavuos where we really, really, really are mitdabek, are connecting ourselves to the Shechina. Bezat Hashem, an awesome Shechina. Musaf, downstairs, preparing for Shavuos and Rosh Shlomo stories after Davening.